This is CliffCentral.com.
All right, well, I'll tell you who isn't a miserable bastard. Is Matthew Moll. I love his music. We've been playing it for a couple of years now. Can you believe that, Mubs?
Yeah, good
he
stuff.
He still feels fresh, though. The guy puts out a new song, and it feels like it's just the freshest thing ever. It's incredible. Don't know how you do that. We'll find out. Maybe we can get into how he puts all this stuff together. How are you, man?
Hey, how's it going?
Nice to meet you properly.
Yeah, you too.
I mean, yeah, we I think we have met before.
We have, yeah, once.
You've been on the show and all that sort of thing.
Yes, yeah.
Yeah, right. Yeah. How are you doing?
Yeah, very well,
thanks.
What's
the news, Matthew?
Just hanging out. And
would you like some berries?
Would you like some berries?
A nice selection of blueberries, raspberries.
Here, the blueberries are good.
Been offered some tea, coffee, any of that stuff?
Thank you. I have already. Thank you. Thank you so much. Well, everyone's very friendly.
Let's start that again and give you the proper introduction so that people know that it's a big deal, because it is a big deal to have you here. All right, so you're from Cape Town, and we know that, and we know that you've been in the music business for a while now, and we know that you write very original stuff. I mean, it's got a very distinct sound to it.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you so much. That's good news.
People love you, man. Everywhere I go, people are very excited when you're on the lineup at a show. They buy their tickets like you can't believe. You must be ready for a big festive season.
Yeah. So I don't have a crazy schedule this December, but there's some rad stuff happening. Like, you obviously know about everything that happens on the coast and all that, like all the Plett shows. And
Do you do Rage?
I have been doing it. I don't have a Rage show this year. I've got a show in Plett, so, and everyone will be there.
Because your music isn't really like, you're not going to have people tripping on pills, like dancing their asses off.
Yeah. I mean, I've had awesome shows at Rage for people that have been like that, but so I love to play it to those kind of people. It doesn't feel like I have the kind of music that works for that, though. But I mean, it's still fun.
So you say it's not that crazy. Is that because you've specifically designed it that way?
Yes, yeah. So
you want to have a bit of time off.
Yeah, just a bit of time off over Christmas, and then I wanted a bit of time to keep writing some songs as well, because
now, you've got to keep. This is the pressure that people don't understand, right?
Yeah.
While you're on tour. And you're doing all this performance, and that's where your money comes from, because nobody makes money out of the music. You have to have songs to play.
Yeah, exactly.
So someone's got to write the songs, and in your case, it's got to be you.
Yeah. So, well, I mean, I've got plenty of time, I guess, to write songs, because I just released some new stuff, but there's specifically a bit of time over, like, these first 2 weeks of December that I'm able to spend time with other people that have a bit of time off as well to write songs and just to get some ideas and just to play around. So it's not really any serious writing. It's just kind of coming up with a bunch of ideas at the moment. So that was kind of what this was for. I just want to make sure I put that time aside. And also I want a bit of time aside with my family and stuff. Just
so what's your process when it comes to songs? Well, we'll get to your family in a second. they can wait.
Yeah.
with the songs, who do you collaborate with? Who can you trust when it comes to helping you produce a song, or whether or not they think something's got a good riff, melody, bass line, harmonies, all that kind of thing. When you're putting the song together, who do you talk to?
Yeah. So initially when I first come up with everything, I'm used to doing it all on my own, because that's what I started doing. I didn't know anyone that could help me. So I would always just do that on my own, and that's kind of what I got used to. So that's a big part of it, is doing a lot of that stuff on my own and just kind of getting some ideas. But then I've made friends and in the industry and in bands and that I've played with that have been helpful to me with their opinions. There's a guy, I've got two friends that play drums with me at shows sometimes, because I do the thing alone a lot of the time. Otherwise, I'll sometimes play with a drummer. It just kind of expands a little bit. So those two guys have been very helpful with just helping me with like tips for live shows or things with like production tips, like this last album
who
of mine,
these guys?
Josh Kleinsmith from the band Gangs of Ballard, and if you know them, so he's been very helpful. They helped me with a lot of production ideas for this newest album of mine. The second guy is Craig Durrant. He plays for Desmond the Tutus,
right?
And it's very cool, because both of those bands are very different to what I play, very different. So it's very fun to play with them, and I hope for them it's something different.
Because now that you've proven that you're successful musician and that you can, you know, fill up a venue and you can sell albums and all that kind of thing, and you could sell singles, the fact is there are going to be a lot of people who just tell you what you want to hear.
So you've got
to know who to trust, right?
Yeah, big time.
Has anybody told you in the last 3-4 months listen, that's terrible what you
do. Yeah, yeah,
really?
A lot, very often.
Who has the balls to tell you this?
Well, I think Josh Clainsmith is one of the most honest guys when it comes to that. The guy that that's one of the reasons why I like to get his opinions, because he'll say if something sucks. But there are definitely people like in the industry that'll say, yeah, this is amazing, but like, oh no, geez, this sucks, man. Like, which is like, it's nice that people want to be nice, but and then maybe it's awkward if a certain person says it's bad, but I mean, I like to hear really honest opinions. So, and I know you're very honest, so if you want to tell me if some of the stuff's bad, please do.
Listen, I would tell you if I didn't. I think your stuff is awesome.
Maybe I should play some of the demo things. Yeah. I don't have any here, but when I do.
Maybe we mess around
you
on that.
You said
guitar.
This the last time. Yeah.
In fact, the last time I think you played something off of your phone.
No, I almost did, but I think you wanted me to, but there's very terrible stuff on my phone. So I don't want to hear your opinion just yet.
We got to the point where you got your phone out and you were looking.
Yeah.
And you backtracked and said no. Yeah. All right, so are you quite critical of yourself?
I am. I think I am a lot, especially when it comes to performing live. I was watching this interview a while ago where someone said something like, there's obviously you have bands and there's the front man of the band, and they have to be very confident. And most of the time, a good character trait is that they probably aren't very self-aware and they don't really care about like the way they are coming across. They're just doing whatever they need to do to be a good frontman. They don't really care if they look stupid or whatever, and that's what makes them not look stupid. But for me, it's either just me or it's me and one other person. I kind of have to be. And I am very self-aware and very critical of myself, so like it's very difficult to try and look
confident. You're actually quite shy, and going out on a stage must be a bit of an ordeal for you.
Yeah, it used to be a lot more difficult. It's becoming easier, but it's always a bit of a challenge, which I like. I like that it's something I have to face every time I go play a show.
What would be your ideal life? Maybe performing isn't the thing that really gets you going. Would it be to just write great music until you're an old man, or would it be to sit in a small places, small little venues, and play for people who really appreciate it? They're not ordering pizzas in between or like drinking themselves into a stupor or any of that stuff. Because I think you're a very serious musician. You take music seriously.
Thank you. Yeah, thanks.
It would probably turn you on more to just do a show for a couple of real fans.
I think, when you say it like that, I love playing shows as much as it's difficult for me. Sometimes, I mean, it's not difficult. When I get into it, it's fun and it's awesome. And I love it. I love playing shows to all different kinds of crowds. But I think I do prefer the smaller ones where you can tell that, like, you can see people's reactions and you can tell what people are, you can almost tell what people are thinking. And, I do love that when you can really, like, it's a very intimate kind of show. And I've played a lot of those where, even if it's a big venue and there's only, like, 10 people there. So I think I prefer those as much as I love the big ones. So maybe that's
Can you believe these people who are going to pay $15,000 a ticket to get into Bieber's show and they're not even going to get to meet him? Flax, you told us
to meet them.
You warned us about this the other day, right, Mubs? It's in the news.
People are
furious. Listen
to
this.
Find the details.
I mean, I believe it. It's crazy, I believe right? it. I believe it.
Yeah, Flax, start talking while I look for the details.
The way Bieber's stage is set out, he's got sort of like a pit in the middle of his stage. Now they're selling those tickets for $15,000, and included in that $15,000, you get backstage pass.
That doesn't mean you're going to meet him.
It doesn't mean you get to meet him, because a couple months ago, he actually had to raise security after he had a meet and greet, and one of his fans who had actually been labeled as a stalker somehow got into the meet and greet. So now he no longer does meet and greets.
Oh,
so that $15,000, you get to go tour F&B Stadium, which you could probably do on anyway. Any given day for 150 rand.
Yeah,
and then you get Bieber merchandise. So you probably get like two shirts, maybe a hoodie. And then you also get a laminated photo. God knows what it is. It's probably a photo of him.
A photo of yourself.
But it's not worth it. Like, for $15,000. And, like, everyone wants to try and be as close to Justin Bieber as possible so that he recognizes them. Justin Bieber's not going to recognize you. And even if see you, he doesn't care.
He doesn't care.
He sees billions of people a year.
Now, have a listen to this in comparison. When Mariah Carey was here in May this year.
Oh, please. You could have $400. You could have got into Mariah Carey's bedroom suite.
No, you paid 7,000 rand for a VIP package. Yes, you did.
But did you get a meter?
No, I don't think so. Mariah's a diva. Then Nicki Minaj fans, she was also in the country in March this year. They paid almost 3,000 rand for a meet and greet.
Wow. See, I'd pay 3,000 rand for a meet and greet with like Lil Wayne.
huh?
Really?
Yeah, I'd pay $3,000 to meet Lil Wayne.
And then Justin Bieber thinks he's worth $15,000.
Well, he doesn't.
But people, I think people he
is.
Will pay.
I think he is worth it. I would never pay it, but I think he'll. I mean, it's probably sold out by now. Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So that shows that he could probably charge more.
Okay, so hang on. So people are bitching about it, but they've bought them.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. They're probably bitching about the fact they don't
well,
have
I
the
tickets. Well, I mean, the people who are bitching are probably the people who can't afford.
Yeah, yeah they want
the $15,000. Mm.
And still want to like be as close to smell his sweat.
Because, you know, ticket prices start at R350 for this Bieber concert, all the way up to $1,500.
You have stalkers?
I don't think so. I've met weird people, but
I don't
know if I've
stalkers,
been around
I'm
long
sure
enough.
There are.
Oh, I guess if they are, then good job to them
any,
because I don't know
any
about
girls
them.
Flash you from the crowd or anything like that because they're just so turned on?
I think a bra has maybe been thrown. That's like, nice. That's like apparently, but I mean, I've never... Never anything hectic, actually.
No naked women running across the stage, titties bouncing in the wind. No, none of that.
No, unfortunately not. Yeah.
Oh, wow. You're doing it wrong, dude.
Yeah, I must be. Maybe I need to get these VIP tickets on there. I'm going to sell them like that, and then people will start doing things like that now.
Create special packages. Exactly. Say, well, you can come and sit, and you could polish my guitar backstage.
I have a quick question for Matthew about his Run music video.
Yes. Yeah.
So this just came in. What does it have to do with the song? It's basically a stalker taking over your life.
Well, that's why I brought it up, the stalker.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, because I've seen the music video.
Yeah, yeah. So it has nothing to do with the song. But some people, I don't like to say that because some people will come up with these ideas. They're like, oh, it means that this guy is trying not to be himself and he wants to be something else. But no, it was just a fun idea. That someone else came up with, and I was like, wow, that's pretty cool. I mean, I don't...
It just looked cool.
Yeah, it's like interesting to watch, and it makes you watch the whole thing.
Yeah.
I'm a so, bad girl.
There
sorry,
you go.
Is that, that's one of the stalkers.
Oh, was it? Yeah. No, yeah, but it doesn't have anything to do with the
good
song.
Good point, though, Flex. Thanks awesome. For bringing that up. All right, you want to grab that guitar of yours?
Cool.
Yes. Are we going to... While we're talking, we're going to mess around.
Yeah. Let's
get this guy going. Matthew Moll, if you're wondering what's going on, Matthew Moll's hanging out with us this morning. It is the 14th of December. The holidays are just around the corner. Everybody's very excited about that. It'll take you a long time. I see these people who are, you know, they get into this and then they'll take hours and hours to tune their guitar. And everybody sits around getting bored.
And this might be out of tune, but I mean, I guess that's my bad if it is.
Out.
I mean, it's not, I must make that your guy's problem.
Right. How nice of you to not do that. We hate musicians who do that. Whenever you're ready. Matthew Moll, everybody. Just sing whatever you want to sing. You start off. You've probably got a song in your head.
Yeah, this one's called Holding On. It's my latest
I love
single,
it.
So that's okay. The one I'll play. Sweet.
I love it.
I look into the light. The promises you've made have shown me how to practice trust. Because everything you've laid before me now, I hold on to you. You see me now, I look up to you. Holding on, I'm holding on. When you speak like yesterday, I'm holding on. And all of this pride will be pushed to the side because I look to you, I'm holding on. Yeah. And people try to run, but I have so much fight. Never felt so strong. And when I see your heart, you show me how to hold on to you. You see me now, I look up to you. I'm holding on, I'm holding on. When you speak like yesterday, I'm holding on. And all of this pride will be
close to the side, because I look to you, I'm holding on. You see me now, you call me out, you call me now. Holding on, I'm holding on. When you speak like yesterday, I'm holding on. And all of this pride will be pushed to the side, because I look to you, I'm holding on.
Best. I love that, man. You know, being a singer songwriter is the coolest thing in the universe right now. I would want that job more than any other job. Yeah. I know there's pressure. I'm not saying it's the easiest thing in the world.
No. Well, I think it's easier than what you have to do. So.
Well, I suppose it's just the perfect life. Like, if I could redesign my life, there are two things I would rather come back as than me. And otherwise, I'm very happy being me. Don't get me wrong. But number one would be to be born into like some Scandinavian royal family.
Oh,
I mean,
awesome.
Can you imagine? You don't really have to do anything. You're Scandinavian, first of all. Who doesn't want to be that?
Me.
And second of all, you're just hugely rich, and you're born Princess Mabali Moloi. I mean, what a pleasure. People have to bow and scrape. That's the one thing. And the other thing is a rock star.
Yeah. Apparently astronauts are also pretty cool, but I don't understand.
No, who wants to take the risk of going into space? Yeah. Are you kidding?
No, it's true.
Hell no. Now, when you come up with melodies like that, do you instantly know they're going to work?
No, well, I mean, I don't know. I never know. Like, sometimes I'll come up with ideas. I mean, often, like, a lot of singer-songwriters, when I hear that, I think of people that, like, play in this little venue, like, kind of what you described earlier. These guys that sit and they play very boring songs, but they think all their songs are amazing.
Self-indulgent.
Like, yeah. And I think, I wonder how they thought this wasn't boring. But sometimes, this is for some people. And then I hope when I hear songs... Sometimes I hear a song that I write and I think, okay, this is cool. This could be fun live. Hopefully people will like it. I hope I'm not just being one of those guys and then people might be like, geez, this really is boring and I'm not interested. So sometimes I'll be able to tell if it'll be interesting. I don't know. But other times I'll think that. I'll be like, I wonder if this does sound interesting. Maybe it's really boring.
The last time I spoke to you, you were engaged.
Yes. I had just gotten married, I think. Talking about a song I played at our wedding.
That's right. How's the marriage going?
Yeah, it's awesome. It's been a lot of fun so far.
Far so good?
It's rad, yeah. It's been awesome.
No getting sick of each other and fighting all the time?
Often. But I mean, that's how it goes. No, it's been good.
That happens even with people you're not married to. So.
Exactly, yeah, that's true. Correct. That's true.
Wow, man. So things are really going fast now.
Yeah, they are. But it's, which I like, it's good.
Now, there are not a lot of people from Fishhook who end up being famous. It's really just you and Roger Good.
Oh, yeah.
There aren't any others.
Wait, Paul Harris, the cricketer.
Really?
Is he from Fishhook?
Yeah. Okay, I take that back.
Fishhook is three. A kid.
Right, like I said, Fishhook produces a huge number of famous people.
Yeah. Oh, and apparently, I don't know if this counts, Matthew Booth. From the from Bafana,
Bafana. Bafana, is he also from there?
Apparently he's from where he went to the same school that I went to. Yeah.
There you go, there's four.
God. I mean, there are only 10 people in Fishhook, so
yeah,
that's amazing.
Basically.
Look, a friend of mine goes in business, that could be five, right?
I suppose so, and to have a business in Fishhook, that's quite something.
Yes, that is massive.
Now, I'm amazed, because your rise to the top was very quick, in terms of people knowing who you are, suddenly speaking about you and all that kind of thing. When you look back on it now, was it luck or was it timing or was it the songs?
Yes.
Who made the difference here? How did it happen for you? Because that's where so many people don't take that leap and end up with a career. Like, you've got a career going.
Thank you.
This is what you're doing.
Yeah, it's
a lot of
it's
musicians awesome. Are very talented. They just never
don't
break
get it.
In,
yeah.
You know?
Which is, I don't understand that. So I don't know. I don't know what it was and what moment it was, but I had been trying to play shows from about 2010. I started playing my own shows. I'd been writing songs for like three or four years before that, and then I'd been playing shows for about 3 years before anything, which I think is quick. I mean, because a lot of people are playing for like 10 years and nothing has really happened, which is, I don't understand. But I'd been playing shows here for about 3 years, trying my hardest to like that was all I was doing. I'd write songs, put them online, play shows, and slowly I was seeing a bit of an increase. And then it came the time in 2013 when I, from 2012, the end of that year, I had to start recording my first album, and it would be the first official music I really released properly. So that really helped, just having an actual album. And then I think maybe from playing the shows over the year or the 3 years, I tried my best to try and make a little bit of a name for myself. And in that way, I tried to make people aware that there was an album coming, I guess. And then that album was a huge help. So when it was released on iTunes, and then it went to number one. And then that was like a cool that kind of boost. People heard
amazing.
About that.
That must have been huge.
Cool. iTunes, it was awesome, yeah.
iTunes number one. Come on.
Yeah, it was amazing. So it was awesome. And then that, I think people were like, who is this guy? Why is he number one? So then that's kind of where people were like, who is this? Maybe I should hear his stuff. So that, I think, was maybe what got other people that didn't know who I was to, which was a lot of people, to hear about me. So, yeah, I don't know. I guess that was
no, there were even the famous moment. Famous people had noticed you.
I don't know. I don't know if you, I mean, I'm on your show, so that, so you heard about me. Please. So thank you. Thank you. So
I mean, really famous people in music. You know,
yeah. I mean, it was awesome to just like see the response and hear from people that did hear about the music, and like I didn't imagine that people would hear about it in that a huge group of people would hear about it in that way. So it was awesome. I think that would maybe be the.
Tell me about the tattoos. How many new ones since I last saw you?
I might not have any new ones. Oh, I've got this one. This is a new one. So the rest. I had the rest, all of these others, when I last saw your thing. I've got a line here that says, I hold on to you. It's just literally, that song I just played is called Holding On. We did a music video for it. And in the music video, it's on YouTube or on the internet everywhere. In the video, there's a lot of lyrical things. There's just like the lyrics are written on a cake at some point, or they're written on my socks. It's all
right.
We incorporate, it's not a lyric video, but a lot of the lyrics are incorporated into it. So then someone else came up with this idea, and they said to me, you should get, because of all these random tattoos I have, they said to me, you should get one of the lines tattooed on yourself. So I thought, yeah, that's amazing. So I got this line tattooed.
Are your tattoos random, or do they all
some
mean
of them
something
are
to you?
But most of them will mean something. I mean, like, there's an airplane that I'd love. There's a bit of a deeper meaning to it, but I love to travel, and I get to travel for music now. So
don't give me the surface meaning. Give me the deeper meaning.
I mean, that's kind of so it's basically like I've always wanted to travel. I've always loved the idea. I've always, growing up in Fishhook, I've always thought, this is not where I'm going to live. I'm going to see the rest of the world. I want to see the rest of the world. And when I started playing music, and then when things started getting busier, that's what I got to do. No, and I was like,
basically anyone who's born in Fishhook, I mean, they just can't wait to get the hell out.
Yeah. There you go.
That's the sound of Matthew leaving Fishhook.
Yeah, big time.
First moment he could.
Yeah. So that's kind of what that is. I mean, well, that the thing in Fishhook is a lot of, I mean, my friends were awesome and stuff. I'm still friends with a lot of them, but I've been seeing that a lot of them are still there. And a lot of them, I mean, which is, that's probably what they wanted to do. I'm not saying there's anything wrong with that. I didn't want to stay there.
Don't be nice. They probably lose.
No,
us.
Be nice. Be nice. Don't listen.
No, well, yeah, I don't know. Like, they look like they are. Like, some of them are ripped and, like, hectic, and it's, I don't know how that happened, but, so they're looking good, but, I wanted to get out, so.
It's in the gym.
Yeah, that's what I just thought, realized as soon as I said that, but.
No, they do, they got no jobs, they got no future.
Yeah.
That's going to be a disaster. One day you'll go back there and they'll be, they'll look like old tanned leather handbags, and you'll have money. Now, are you making good money out of music? Because it is a tough business to make money in these days.
Yeah. I think it is tough, and I don't know. Like, everyone will say, "Oh, it's not about the money," and it really, like, it isn't about the money for me. But I need money to further the career. Also to put money into it.
You got the wife to support.
Yeah. So I mean, there's been money to live and to get married. I mean, I wouldn't have gotten married if I hadn't had enough money to do that, and if I hadn't known that there was enough. And there's also, it's been awesome, it's been amazing. So there's definitely been support that has brought money in to put back into music, and to get all the right equipment, and to put it into the show, and to hire the right people, kind of thing. So yeah, there's definitely been enough to do what I want to do. But yeah, I don't know, hopefully there'll be more.
What else do you want to do? I mean, what's on the agenda for 2017? Because we all need to have a plan. Everybody has to set some goals.
Yeah.
I'm not putting pressure on you, but you must have thought about this.
Yeah, big time. So what's awesome is that there's a lot of shows that are booked up until just in South Africa so far. Stuff is booked up until like April, up until July. Which one's first? July or April? July. April's first. Up until July, which, but I mean, it's not all packed, but there's stuff booked
what
up
What comes
until
after then, March?
Which is cool. January, March, I have to like sing
you
it.
Have to January, sing it.
April.
Right.
May, June, July.
What comes after August?
September.
Right.
Yes. October, November, December. Right. Yeah, yeah. So I know it. I just have to, if you tell me which one. Yeah,
it comes after
it.
Seven.
Eight. I was going to say August. But yeah, yeah. So next year, there are plans to like, I haven't done a lot of international touring. I've done some touring. Like, I've been to a bunch of places around the world and played shows, but not actual touring. So that's the plan for the second half of next year.
What's top of the agenda for travel?
Europe is going to be the first destination. Yeah, so that's kind of where what the plan is. We're going to go to Europe and spread the album around there. At the moment, the second album has only been released in South Africa. We've only given the rights to South Africa, to the label here, to release here, so that we can hopefully get deals overseas, and then people don't want to sign you if your album's already released there, kind of thing.
Absolutely.
So that's the plan now is for Europe. That's kind of what looks like is about to happen, and then I don't know if I'm meant to. I'm probably not even meant to be saying this, but
that's okay.
It's close now.
None of our people are going to spoil it for you.
Thank you. So that's the plan. We're going to go to Europe, get the stuff spread around there. Hopefully, people in Europe will hear about it, and then I'll go and travel there as much as I can for the next about 6 months, hopefully maybe less, I don't know, and then expand from there.
Do you ever do covers?
I do. I like to, like, I when I play a show, I like to have maybe one cover to play for like a time, like for maybe it lasts for a few months, then I'll change the cover.
I would love to hear you playing a cover, because I love your original stuff, don't get me wrong, but there's something so unique about that sound. Then I'd almost like to hear your take on something we already know by someone else.
I'd love to play covers.
Go on, let's do
something. Do you want me to
try? Yeah, what kind of music are you listening to at the moment?
At the moment? Jeez. So that's the thing. The songs, the music I listen to, I won't really cover, but I'll cover stuff. I'll try to think of something, but I'll cover stuff that it will be a bit unpredictable for me, kind of thing. So people, then that way I can put more of my own thing to it, instead of covering something that I already might kind of sound like.
You know, a lot of bands and singers, they get very upset when you say, can you do covers, because they think it means that we don't love their original stuff.
No,
you know,
covers are awesome.
Right.
Yeah. I'm trying to think.
And a great song is a great song. And you must sometimes listen to other people's songs and go, God, I wish I'd written that.
Oh, all the time, yes. Mm. Yeah, big time. But
I sometimes hear a song and I go, if I could give everything that I've done in my life to just have written that song, I would do it. I put it all in the pot.
Yeah.
You know?
You could see it's worked for some people, so those songs. I'm just trying to think about what to play, but I'm just going to play a song. I don't know if I'm going to know the words now, but it's by Sia. You know Sia? I think she's amazing.
She is phenomenal.
And it probably her biggest song. What would you say her biggest song is? She's got a lot of big songs, but my mind, this is her biggest song. I just want to see if you guys... Just want to see if you guys think it is the right one.
You play.
It's called Chandelier.
Oh, we love Chandelier.
I just need to remember how it goes. Okay, here we go. Okay. I don't know if this is going to be right. I'm just trying
to think. Go on. Dude, you can't possibly mess this up.
I might.
We're not expecting anything. We have no expectations.
I don't remember the first verse. I'm going to start from the second verse.
You want me to dig it out?
Nah, it's cool. Here we go.
Sure. Okay.
Sun is up. I'm a mess. Gotta get up now. Gotta run from this. Here comes the shame. Here comes the shame. Sun is up. I'm a mess. Gotta get up now. Gotta run from this. Here comes the shame. Here comes the shame. 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, drink. 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, drink. 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, drink. Holding back till I lose count. I realized I'm doing this way too high.
It's okay.
But anyway. I'm gonna swing from the chandelier. From the chandelier. And I'm gonna live like tomorrow doesn't exist, like it doesn't exist. I'm
Gonna fly like the birds of the night. Feel my tears as they dry. I'm gonna swing from the chandelier, from the chandelier. I'm holding on for tonight. Won't look down, won't open my eyes, 'cause I'm just holding on for tonight. Help me, I'm holding on for tonight. Help me, I'm holding on for dear life. Won't look down, won't open my eyes. Keep my glass full until morning light, 'cause I'm just holding on for tonight.
Yeah. I don't remember how the song goes, sorry,
yes,
but that was...
You had zero time to prep that. You didn't even know how the first verse started, and you pulled it off beautifully.
Oh, thank you.
What a song.
That was the short
version. You have such a soothing sound.
Thank you. Thanks so much. That one is thanks to Sia, though. She's a genius.
Is that a very difficult song to sing? Are all Sia's songs very difficult to sing?
I can imagine, yes. Yeah. But I played it too high, so I sang it an octave lower, so that made it easier. But I think... She's nuts, like the stuff that she sings. And she has that like her voice does that screechy thing. I mean, I don't know, she does it on purpose. I don't know if it's cool or not, but I think her songs are crazy.
It's amazing.
And yeah, so I think they're hard to sing, but luckily I made it a bit easier for myself there.
Yeah. Do you have a lot of people who ask you to do, you know, they ask you to do the same song over and over again, your songs I'm talking about, and you just get sick of them?
There's one song that people do ask for often, but I mean, it's fun to play, and like it's cool, like, especially at shows when
I've
got a drummer playing with me. It's called Take Yours, I'll Take Mine.
Yeah, I love that. Everybody loves that song.
Thanks. Thank you. So, yeah, so that's one which is cool. I'm glad there's a song that people want to ask for.
But do you think, because I've heard a lot of musicians, especially guys who've been playing for, you know, 20 years or more, and then they say, oh, well, they hate playing their hit songs because they're just sick of them.
Yeah, I can imagine. I mean, I'm not sick of it. Like, it's awesome, and it's so much fun to play, because then people will react a certain way because they've asked for the song, so they're going to, hopefully they sing along or whatever. So, I mean, that's what makes it fun.
Don't you wish, though, that people wouldn't make requests? They just let you go on and do your thing? And
yeah, I guess that would be... That'd be better.
Do you ever worry about your voice? Do you take extra special care? Are you always... You know, worried that you're going to get a cold, that kind of thing. You're paranoid.
Yeah, like when I get sick, then it just makes it difficult to sing. That's all. But otherwise, I should take more care of my voice. I don't really take enough care of my voice. But I try to remember to do vocal warm ups. I don't really do that enough. And I know there's apparently certain things you should drink before a show that is good for your voice. I don't do really any of that. I just try and sing beforehand and warm up my voice. But I don't do enough. So I'm not worried yet, but I think I should be.
You don't smoke?
No, I don't. So goodness. I guess, yeah, that's one help. But I don't do anything specifically to actually try and improve my voice, which I think I should maybe do.
Yeah.
But
might be a good idea.
Yeah.
You got to look after it, right?
Yeah, big time. It's kind of my...
Do you ever have nightmares about waking up and you can't sing anymore?
Well, I never had that, but I often have, like everyone has, I think it's a common dream where you try and scream for help, but nothing comes out. That happens, but that's not the same thing.
All right, now, most important thing this morning, do you agree with Mabale's list of the greatest songs to have sex to?
I think so. I mean, Marvin Gaye... has to be there. Yeah. But I didn't recognize the Rihanna song. We didn't hear the whole thing, right?
No.
But it sounded good. The first few notes sounded cool. I liked your
damn right. Which one?
Suggestions as well.
Anyone in particular?
I don't know. I think
that so many.
Please don't
there
say
was an
that.
Afrikaans one.
Oh no.
Oh, the train to Pretoria awesome.
And
one.
The country one as well.
Oh, you like that, huh?
Boy.
Yeah. No, but yeah, I think the list sounded good. I think I agree. No Eminem. That would be pretty hectic.
I think that would really ruin the moment.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Coldplay was a good. Yeah. Was a good
no
one.
Eminem, no Kanye West, no Justin
no Kanye
Bieber,
West.
According to
Justin
the survey.
Justin Bieber, I don't know. Like, he's got that. I'm pretty sure. I don't know when the survey was taken, but that his, like, one of his latest ones, You Should Go and Love Yourself. That one would probably. I mean, I know the lyrics don't really speak
for it,
but
the
vibe
of
the song.
That's a great song.
Yeah, that was quite hectic that people. Oh, but you said you didn't know the age, so maybe, you know, none of them were fans.
Yeah.
But fans are maybe too young to legally
have. Well, they still are, but even if they're legal, you know?
Yeah, that's
illegal
true.
Illegal or not, they're still doing it. All right, why don't you tell us about this new album and tell us about some of the songs on there? Because we did hear Holding On just now, but yes. What else have you got on there?
Yeah, so the first song that was the album's called Run. The first song that was released from
Run
the album.
We Know.
Yes, it's called Run. That was the first one that was released. Thanks for knowing that. That's awesome. There's a whole lot of new ones that hopefully will... I've only just kind of... This is the first time an album's being done in the way that the album's released. Then you send one song off and then it gets played and then you send the second one off as a single.
There's something quite cool about having an album, though.
Yeah. It's awesome.
Because, you know, you can release singles and that's mostly what the market wants these days. But it's quite nice to go, well, here, I've thought about this. These songs have something in common. There's some reason that they're all together as an album.
Yeah, so that's what the thought process was behind this one. There's not like a concept behind it, but they all were written while I was in the same mindset. And it was after I had just released the first album and I just learned a whole lot of things about the industry. And so, I mean, I was in a certain place. So all the songs kind of come from that same place. But some of them are like, I don't know. It doesn't matter about the concept.
What do you do first? The
music comes first.
Music first?
Yeah.
And part of music? Do you sit messing around at the guitar and you go, oh, that might work?
Yeah. Well, it's always different. So sometimes, I'll come up with guitar stuff or I'll sit on a different instrument to try and come up with different ideas like
piano.
What other
instruments do you play?
I play a bit of the piano and a bit of the drums, but I mean, I can't really write songs on drums. And just all the... I can play a lot of stuff very basically, not super well. I think when you learn one instrument and you learn more, the more of them come easy. The more instruments you can play, the easier it is to learn others, I guess.
Let's have another song. I don't want to work I don't want to work you to death this morning, but we're enjoying this. We're into it.
Sounds good.
Right? We're all having a good time. Ben, my buddy, they're all excited. Yeah. So let's go.
You want me to play
one
of my
songs? It's Wednesday, short week.
Yeah,
whatever you like, dude.
Okay.
Whatever you're in the mood for.
I'll play an old one, maybe.
Yeah. Let's do an old one. Whatever. Your new album. Come on, give us something new.
A new one.
Yeah.
Okay, let me play a new one.
Then. Let's hear what you're up to right now.
Okay, sweet.
Who wants the old?
Yeah, that's true. Okay. Oh.
Oh, this sounds good.
Sorry, I don't want to make you guys sit through this, but just one note.
Whatever you need.
Okay, here we go.
Adjusting, all right? Go on.
It's still not 100%, but it's fine. Ever since the day that we first met, God created love that he had kept. Now that I commit to you my life, we can only love each other more and more in time. You are love, you are love, and nothing's gonna change that. I will love you till we're old and gray, and I'll love you when we're young. Don't be scared, it's alright. God has given us this love, and he will never let it fall apart. He will never leave our side. Every time I look into your eyes, I can see the passion that you've acquired. Cause everything you do with love. And every day you make me feel inspired to ignite. You are loved, you are loved, and nothing's gonna change that. I will love you till we're old and gray, and I'll love you when we're young. Don't be scared, it's alright. God has given us this love, and never let it fall apart. He will never leave our side.
Wow. Dude, we
Thank you.
Love this.
Thank you so much.
Sure.
Sorry, that was very out of tune.
No, it wasn't actually. In the beginning there, it sounded like a little carpenter.
Yeah.
It did. It's almost like... something. What? How does that song? Such a feeling's coming over me.
Oh, you should play that.
No, I don't think we will. No, your song's way better. What's that one called? Loved.
That one's called You Are Loved.
Okay.
Yeah.
I love it.
Ah, thanks.
Very nice.
Thank you so much.
Sometimes the inspiration for these things isn't obvious, though, huh?
Yeah.
Sometimes it's.
No, it's not. I mean, that was about my wife.
Sure. That one's
kind of obvious,
clear,
I guess. Yeah.
Because
yeah.
You're talking directly to her. Yeah. Sometimes it's an ashtray.
Yeah. feel like I've heard that. No, but that's very true. Sometimes people will think it's about something, but it's about something completely opposite.
Do you ever sometimes keep the meaning of a song to yourself and you just lie to people and tell them another bullshit story?
I don't know. I've never really done that. But most of the time, cool. I won't really tell
people. If I were a musician, I would do that. I would say to people, well, this is about the clouds and everything has a silver lining and there's just this, the sun will come through and all that stuff. Meanwhile, it's about an ashtray.
It's full of that's pretty cigarettes. Awesome.
Just, do that. Start lying to people. It'd be a fun way to keep things interesting for yourself. And then every time they ask you the same dumb question, you go,
new story.
You make up a new story.
Yeah, that could be good. That would actually be pretty interesting.
Because how many times have you been asked those things?
That's the thing. I don't really get asked too often, like, what is this song about? People usually just assume their own thing, which then I kind of just leave it up to them.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's kind of the same. I won't tell them, no, that's not it. It's rather this. If they come up with something completely different, that's fine.
Who would you really like to collaborate with?
Anyone in the world or...
Anyone in the world.
Anyone at Shame. I feel hectic not saying someone local. But,
no, don't but feel I really bad. Go international. Let's go.
I mean, this is just going to sound predictable, I guess. I don't know. But I really think Chris Martin is... I watched this video that they Coldplay recently put up. Mm-hmm. And I mean, obviously Coldplay is like whatever. They're so good. But and I'm not really the biggest fan of Coldplay, but I think they're amazing. But Chris Martin, I think, is a genius. And like... Everything he writes is just, I don't know if it's good or because he's a genius, everyone just thinks it's good. But I think he's really good. So, I mean, maybe writing with him one day.
He's a genius, but he called his child Apple.
Yeah, that's,
see, that's what these geniuses do.
I wouldn't let him name my song.
That's what these geniuses do. They're brilliant and then they do something completely stupid to balance it.
Yeah.
Are you and your wife planning any kids?
No.
No?
I mean, yeah, well, one day, but not in the next. Not anytime soon. Yeah, we've got stuff to do.
You two being careful then, because you never know.
Surprise. I mean, which will be fine. That'll be cool.
Sure.
But no, we're not planning that anytime soon. Okay. No thanks.
All right, so when you say you're spending time with the family, does this mean you and your wife go off, you schlep off to Fishhook?
That is literally what we're doing. So we're going to see it's my parents' turn.
Parents last year?
I did, yeah.
Have to share the Christmases. Yeah. It's hectic, huh?
It's only fair.
No, it is, which is cool. Like, it's fine, but this year, it's my parents, which they live in Fishhook, so we're going down there. We're going to stay in town, because that's where the stuff happens.
But you'll go and spend Christmas Day
in Fishhook, yeah.
All right.
Which is cool. But that Fishhook can be cool. There's shark attacks there and
I know,
stuff
they
like that.
They ate an old woman the other day.
What?
The other day. But they did eat one a few years ago.
They had an old woman. There was an old lady and she crunched and they
swam
into
the
bones.
Its mouth,
they crunched, basically.
Yeah. I was there for the guy's leg that got bitten off. I was at the beach when that happened.
Was it fun to watch?
It was scary to watch. I mean, I didn't see the shark bite him, but I saw them pulling him out of the water.
Wow. And was there just a stump?
Yeah, well, there was blood. I didn't look too good, but there was blood. Like
I would have gathered. I would have taken out my phone and taken pictures.
Oh, I don't know why. I think I was too. This was like 6 years ago. I wasn't too young to have a phone. I didn't take a phone though, because when you take a phone
on the
beach, it gets full of water.
Exactly.
But I should have.
This would have been worth it.
It would have.
You could have Instagrammed the hell out of that.
Poor guy, but he's alive. So.
Yeah, he made it.
It was his fault.
Not like that old woman.
No, shame.
They ate her whole.
They ate her.
Whole. Ate her whole.
First or just.
No, the whole thing. The whole old woman.
Okay.
They just devoured the whole old woman.
The whole lady, yeah.
Do you think it's easier to eat? This is an important question. Mubs, put your mind to this too. Do you think it's easier to eat someone who's old or someone who's young?
I think the small. Well, I guess the size doesn't matter.
It's the toughness of the meat and the crunchiness of the bone.
I mean, I don't know that.
Old people, brittle bones, it'll be easier.
But if they're saggy old.
What's your favorite part of the chicken? The skin. Old people, you got a lot more skin.
Easily, no, that's true.
I didn't think it would be this difficult to answer this question.
And the old people that are swimming at the beach will have crispy skin as well, because they're.
if it's a saggy old person, that skin, you know, it won't be difficult to chew on because it's so loose and it's
not when you got shark's teeth. Are you kidding?
Oh, are we thinking about this from a shark perspective?
Of course.
Oh yeah.
Oh, are you thinking as a cannibal?
Yeah.
We've had
this conversation before.
Matthew, for your own safety, I think it's time you leave because my buddy's got that hungry look in
him. Yeah. No, my skin's pretty.
No, listen, it's always good to see you, dude, and great to catch up with you this morning.
Thank you.
I love when you just pick up that guitar and sing. It's never, ever, ever going to not please me.
Thank you. Thanks so much for having me as well.
Yeah, you came in here the other day.
Here at the wrong date.
You know, he came in the other day.
I really just came to listen and hang out. Oh, that's fine.
I said to Flex, isn't that Matthew Mole sitting outside? He said, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I went like this. I was like, hey.
And you were like a bit confused.
Yeah. I was like, oh, flip, I wonder if I'm meant to be
here. What the hell is he doing? Please, believe me, you can come and hang out anytime you want.
Thanks.
You could just sit there all day and play for people. We'd be thrilled.
Yeah, shame that Mike came out and he was like, hey, are you on Gareth's show today? And shame, yeah, but he told me nicely that I wasn't meant to be here.
Yeah. Was it your mistake?
It was my mistake.
Oh, thank God. I would have felt terrible. Yeah. All right, Matthew, very nice to see you, dude. All the best with the album. Have a great Christmas and New Year.
Thank you. Same to you.
And lots of love to the family. We'll check in with you again in 2017.
Awesome. Yes, all please. Right. Thank you.
And I hope we can make that collaboration with Chris Martin happen.
Let's see.
You never know, huh?
Yeah.
Stranger things have happened.
That's true. I don't know.
Wow. I've still got that Sia cover of yours going through my head. It was beautiful.
Oh, thanks. Thank you.
Flax, you got to put that in the podcast, huh? Let people hear it. It's great.
I could try to do a better one and send it, but if you want to use that one.
Do it. Do whatever you like. I mean, it was just great. Hey, Mubs?
Yeah, absolutely.
No, thank you. Thank you, guys.
You just have not put a foot wrong. Perfect.
This is CliffCentral.com.